are live in defiance of those that tried to silence us. It's hard to believe it's already Tuesday, the 5th day of May.
Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. Impressive. Most impressive. Indeed, you are powerful. Well, just as I predicted with total precision 66 days ago when this all started, Iran taunts, just getting started, breaks the ceasefire. Trump says the ceasefire is not over. They launch more missiles, hitting the UAE and others. 10 attacks on U.S. ships and bases. And Trump, who's declared victory 31 times now, is a laughingstock around the world and is destroying American soft power and hard power. Meanwhile, in Israel, in the UAE, and many other places, they arrest thousands of people in the last 66 days that dare show any of the wreckage and destruction of U.S. bases, Israel, and any of the Arab states that are aiding Israel and the United States. You know, I love America. I love our country. I love the recovery Trump was doing. It was starting to work. And this is destroying all of that. And up above it, the globalists want that for the Great Reset. And all the fools, still probably only 30% of MAGA, that called myself and Tucker and others traitors. Can you admit you were wrong? So that we can put enough pressure on Trump, which is starting to happen, to get him to end this before it's too late? How much worse does it have to get? I have all the mainline military analysts, economists, the head of Chevron, all of them saying we're going to have oil shortages all over the world. It's already started. You have Carney saying America was taking over the New World Order and our globalist system was being defeated, but now, because of Trump's actions, we are going to be able to have the EU run the New World Order with China. And he's made an alliance with the EU and China. And they're the third biggest oil producer in the world. So it's no joke. That's why Trump, when Carney had a 14% approval rating, Trudeau's boss, former head of the Bank of England, when Trump was making fun of Canadians, saying 51st state and we kick your ass in hockey and all this stuff, I said, that's going to make them vote for Carney, and he won. Trump got him elected. We're being encircled now by China. So he makes a smart move in Venezuela that's worked so far. And I said, I hope it works. It's a gamble. And I said, Midnight Hammer, I hope that's the end of it, but I believe that's just Israel getting ready to suck us into full war the next year, exactly as I said. This is a mega disaster, and we've got all of the information coming out. Meanwhile, Israel has the lowest approval rating of any country in the world. In Gallup polls, you name it, they know it. Netanyahu said 8 months ago he was going to spend $500 million in the U.S. alone to propagandize us to support the war he was getting ready for and to, quote, shut up anybody that disagrees with him. It's a foreign power doing that, not just trying to control our foreign policy, but domestically. Now Netanyahu has gotten $730 million more, quote, into government finance propaganda by the defense ministry to be spent in the United States on pro-war. Everybody's an anti-Semite that doesn't agree with this insanity garbage. That's not the made-up Russiagate. No proof of Russia involved in any big way here. Meanwhile, Israel's always been one of the biggest lobbies, and now it's the biggest, trying to run everything, and it's totally insane. And turning the whole world against Israel. And everybody's happy about that. Have you thought a few steps ahead of what happens then? This is bad for everybody. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere's. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I'm on the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com, Bigley does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. The new news site with all the video feeds, articles, key analysis, reports, and more is alexjoneslive.com. That is the cordage to share. Before I get into all the massive news, and oh, I'm loaded for bear, and I've got to cover this all today. I'm doing all 4 hours of the transmission ahead of Harrison Smith coming in at 3 p.m. Central today in 4 hours. Or to be technical, 3 hours and 53 minutes from now. But I just want to say this up front. This crew is incredible. The listeners and viewers are absolutely amazing. All of you supporting us, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, thealexjonesstore.com. We couldn't do any of this without you. This is a team effort. These victories against the deep state trying to shut us down, everything they've done is your victory. It's our shared victory. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us in the fight, reaching exponentially more people. Their shutdown of InfoWars last week has created a massive Streisand effect. The biggest that I've ever experienced, it has absolutely blown up in their faces. They were very smart to just stop paying the bills 3 months ago and tell us to get out of the building at midnight, May 1st. But they jumped the gun 2 weeks before and said the Onion was coming in to take it over when they had any contracts or any deals and no court certification. And now they are in deep crap. I'm not going to get into our filing that we filed yesterday in federal court. You can find it if you want. My lawyers asked me not to get into it yet. But as soon as the Supreme Court rules, it's an emergency motion, they'll rule in the next few days, wait till you see what they did. They told 7 massive lies, all easily verified with videos, photos, documents, emails, everything. Unbelievable. They ordered us out of the building, then went and filed an emergency motion saying we'd stolen equipment, sabotaged everything, didn't tell them we were leaving, that they didn't turn off Infowars.com when they ordered them to, the service provider. I mean, we have it all. We have it all. It's unbelievable that they are so arrogant. But they had control judges in Texas and Connecticut for the show trials, so they keep acting like the other courts are ultra corrupt. And they keep ruling against them, federal and state. But now they have absolutely stuck their pee-pee in a beehive. So all praise goes to God. Thank you for all the prayers out there. But this is insane when you see this. I mean, 7 mega Mac lies. One of these gets you huge sanctions, maybe lose your law license. 7 mega lies. Imagine with zero proof filing that we'd stolen and sabotaged the building and all this ridiculous crap. Imagine saying they didn't order the services turned off when it's all the emails and texts and then doing it. I mean, it's just, it's insane. They're like, give the onion to them, Supreme Court, right now, because Jones is basically blowing up the building. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's got all the exhibits of them saying, we're shutting him down, we hate him, we don't want money, we want to misrepresent him, make him look bad, and destroy, you know, the brand. Meanwhile, he's destroying the brand, help us, we just want to make money. Meanwhile, all the filings, we don't want money, we don't want money, we don't want money. In court documents, I mean, it's just contradiction, lie, 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 lie. We don't just count other 7 lies in this filing. We count a bunch of the others, but we got another big, mega juicy filing coming. Okay, my lawyers, let's not talk about it. I'm going to stop. He's already deposed all these people. I'm not playing around here. We've been suing the living hell out of them. And it's been your support at thealexandstore.com that's allowed us to stay on air, build the new network, and go on the offense with these people. So I salute you, thealexandstore.com, thealexandstore.com. And there are a lot of items that aren't available at thealexandstore.com that are on the sister site, realalexjones.com. And that keeps us all on the air, realalexjones.com. So we'll put those URLs up on screen for you. So that's one update. And then without even looking, when I say that, I mean, I was this morning reading comments and seeing links under the 60 Minutes piece saying anybody that complains about FEMA openly saying white people don't get aid under Biden and we only give gays and lesbians help. I mean, they said it officially in documents and in Zooms. And they run, and then now they say, oh, white supremacists are making this up. And I'm going to cover that today. I'm like just reading comments and I'd see 2 comments saying, man, I love Alex Jones. I wish he was still on air. I wish we'd heard what he had to say. So I started commenting, hey, we're at alexjoneslive.com. We're on X at Real Alex Jones. We're on Rumble at AJN Live. At AJN Live on Rumble's the new channel. And so all of you that know we're here, know we're on, we have record audience right now, despite most people believing the lie that I'm off the air. I was getting gas last night. And an older gentleman walks over and he goes, Alex, I've been listening to you 20 years. And, man, I just hope you get back on the air soon. And I said, well, thank you, sir. But I said, when's the last time you listened? He said, well, I see the clips, and I tuned in about a week ago. But, you know, it's in the news. You're off the air, because that's what they're saying everywhere in the local paper front page. And I said, no, sir, I didn't miss a beat because of my great crew and the support of listeners. We're at AJN Live on X, and we have the new news site, AlexJonesLive.com. He goes, well, when's it on? I said, it's 11 a.m. I said, yes, sir, same time. Same time, same bat channel. You think you get a URL and some old equipment? I mean, listen, here's the thing about HD, okay? Stuff's been HD for 20 years. And you can just go up and up and up in quality in the HD. But all that happens is our old HD cameras are this big. The new ones are this big, like in this studio, and a lot less expensive. The average equipment in the old InfoWars studio, we looked at it, was 12 years old. Was constantly breaking, you name it. We had a board, remember, we went off 30 minutes air last week because the old board started smoking and broke. We didn't go off air. They used another switcher just to put videos on, but I couldn't be live when Nick Fuentes was on. So the idea that we're in there robbing, oh, this precious equipment, oh, and again, just made up. Imagine people that'll go tell a Supreme Court he is stealing the equipment. I mean, just absolutely maniac behavior. But I'm going to get into all the news now. I'm going to stop ranting about this. This is just so crazy that they think it's just open season to say whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. So we're on the air. It's not a conspiracy theory. On Tuesday, May 5th, 2026, and we were on air at 11 a.m. Central on May 1st, May Day, and didn't miss a lick because of how hard this crew worked and your support out there. And most people know that, and we're getting record viewers and listeners and everything. And all the stations, you know the new feed, they picked it up and went great, got even more stations because of the Streisand effect. So rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. We can show you hundreds of articles. We already showed them. Jones is finally off the air. We finally got him off the air. It's the end of Alex Jones. It's crazy, folks. Absolutely nuts. But some people read that in the front of the newspaper, and they go, wow, too bad. Alex is gone. And that's the type of crap they pull. And it really hurt us a year and a half ago when the Onion said they won that auction that never happened. The judge overturned it and said it was a fraud. Our revenue at InfoWarsStore.com is now shut down because they ordered the server provider to shut down. They we had a 74-75% decrease in sales, and it never came back. Because people are like, we're not giving the Onion money. If they own InfoWarsStore.com, we're not going to go to that. Then they filed court filings complaining that I was sabotaging InfoWarsStore when they were the ones that said they owned it, and no one wanted to support them. And then the receivers and the people that came in wouldn't let us buy all the new product we needed to even fund it. They do everything they can to do a wet blanket and shut us down, kick us out of the building three different times, the latest last week, and then say that we're doing it. I mean, when we have all the emails, the letters, the documents, the court orders, all of it. It's just mind-blowing. So tell everybody you know, because this is a team effort. We are on the air. I promise you, I'm live from the Alex Jones Network right now. You can see it. We're not off the air. I'm sorry Bloomberg and AP and Reuters and MS Now and all of them tell you that. It's not true. Yeah, there's from the Onionoids, the former head censor at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's producer. Property was removed from our studio, including, blah, 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 goes on through all this crap. All this stuff. Jones likely made off with physical props and studio backdrops. Oh, yeah. Likely. Oh, you mean like, what is in here from the old studio? Nothing. Is there anything in here? Oh, there's that globe. Guys, come give me the globe off the ground there. This globe I've had for 20 years for my house that I took down to the studio, a $20 globe. Yeah, that came out of there. And it wasn't marked by the bankruptcy court because it's mine. Yeah, did I take old coffee cups out that are mine? Yeah, you bet. That's did the crew take their pictures off the wall, their own personal stuff? Yeah. All we care about in that building was mementos of the great victories we had. Oh, look, the grand heist here, folks. Unbelievable. Okay, let me shift gears out of this because we got a lot to cover. Got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Eastbound and down. All right. Let me just tell you what's coming up. I didn't get into the Lone Star Tech, GMO modified by Bill Gates, weaponized with a weaponized form of Lyme's disease and loaded with genetic material to trigger alpha-gal syndrome, whereas if the tick bites you, then you can't eat any red meat, lamb, beef, pork, anything ever. It can kill you. A bunch of people are dying from it. And we have the WEF years ago saying, we're going to engineer the ticks so they bite you so you can't eat the beef. And then Bill Gates is involved funding it all. That ties into him releasing the mosquitoes and all the rest of it. I didn't hit it yesterday. I will hit it today at the start of the third hour. In fact, I'm just got so much. I'm doing it at 6 after, third hour. I'll probably take 30 minutes on this. All the documents, video clips. It is incredible, okay? Then people are finally waking up and flipping out because now the law has gone into effect that Biden passed in 2021, but it's been similar laws passed all over the world standardized, that all the new cars, and it's been in the fancy ones for over a decade, already have self-driving. They already have cameras watching you. It already goes back to AI. It already flags it for humans to look at. Remember a month ago, Meta, Facebook, their headline, staff worried that they're seeing things they shouldn't see when AI flags off of your Meta glasses things you're doing. And then that's going back to humans to look at. So you're wearing the Meta glasses while you bang your wife. You're wearing the Meta glasses while you're in a corporate meeting with secret proprietary stuff. It's all being scooped up by AI. It's all being put into the system. And it's the Google Assistant, it's the Amazon Assistant Alexa, it's Siri, It's everything. But now people are freaking out because they go buy a new car or they get a rental car. And I got examples of it. And this is what freaks the average person out. Not the documents, not the on the record. That just sounds too crazy when it's actual law. But when you get in your car and you're a little short woman, in one example, and the scanner can't scan her eyes and follow and record everything she's saying, it then tells her on the, it kills the gas when she's getting on the highway. She almost gets killed. And it tells her, sit up straight so I can watch your eyes. And that got her. Because you're being, and some of these things have, the car talks to you. The AI tells you. It's literally your minder, your prison guard. And it's everything, the washers, the dryers. The remember what the head of the CIA said about 14 years ago? You type it in, McChrystal, CIA director. No, it was Petraeus. It was Wired Magazine. CIA director says, your washing machine is watching and listening to you already. And he said it was a good thing. So my point is, this has been going on forever. And now finally people understand it. Now they're freaking out. And I've got a bunch of articles and other areas and other systems to give you the big picture on that. So we're going to hit that in the last 15 minutes or so of this hour. Then we've got, interspersed the next hour, Texas man wounded after shooting at Secret Service near Washington Monument. You got other people trying to attack the White House again. I mean, things are going crazy. You have more Islamic car ramming attacks. You have Romania pro-EU government collapse after no confidence vote. Currency tumbles to record lows. That ties into NATO trying to take control of all these states with these soft coups ahead of total war with Russia, and that ties into Iran. We'll be getting into that. And just so much more. There is so much I've got here that is so important. Judge disturbed over treatment of Trump gala shooting suspect because he said in his letter, I expect to die today one way or another, and said he was suicidal. So they put him in basic restraints while they got a cell ready for suicide watch. And the judge apologized and said basically the guy's a hero, just like Mangione. Remember, over 80% of Democrats in polls think he's a hero, executing a healthcare executive. You can say the healthcare executives are corrupt, they ration care, they do kill people. But a healthcare executive at an HMO is way lower down the chain of eugenics and death than, say, Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci. Oh, but the left, they all love them. Oh, no, but... So you got this leftist judge fetishizing. You got to read his ruling. Well, they have transcript just slobbering all over this guy, who it looks like is guilty. Now, was he some crazy thing who was coming and they let him do it? Looks like a stand down to me. But I don't think the whole thing was staged. When people say staged, it means it's all fake. No, if they let him slip through, that's a stand down. But it's still bad, and I've seen evidence of that. But again, this really big story is Netanyahu pledged 8 months ago an eight-front war, or maybe it was 9 months ago, and he said, we're going to propagandize in America. We're going to get anybody to criticize anything Israel does shut down. If you even criticize Zionism, we're listing that as anti-Semitism. We're going to get laws passed in the U.S. and Europe to put your ass in jail. We played all the clips of saying that. He made good on that. $500 million has been spent since he said that last year, and now the Israeli government to pour $730 million, this is in the Israeli newspapers, in the next few months into propaganda arm aimed at reputational crisis. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's get into this, just below that, right here. War back on. It never ended. Iran crows, we're just getting started after Dubai blitz as Trump refuses to say ceasefire is still in effect. And then he did say it was in effect. And then Hegseth said, well, it's still in effect on a scale. We'll play that clip in a moment. After attacking the UAE yesterday, Iran launches new wave of missiles, drones at United Arab Emirates, and a lot of them are getting through and hitting. But if you show it as a citizen or journalist, you get put in jail. Is the ceasefire over? Hegseth grilled on Hormuz firefight. Now they're admitting that they've been, quote, shooting at our ships after denying it. Day 66 of Middle East conflict. Iran attacks on UAE. Trump warns against targeting U.S. ships. U.S. insists Iran ceasefire not over despite attacks in Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, whatever the truth is, they just say the opposite. Trump didn't used to do that, folks. I know the issues. The left's all like, see, you know what I mean? He's a liar about everything. See, you were wrong the whole time. No, this is a new Trump. No, he was the most truthful politician I've ever seen. 98% accurate. It's as accurate as I was. Sometimes he got stuff wrong. U.S. insists Iran ceasefire not over despite attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and on a bunch of countries. I mean, this is just cuckoo town. UAE under fresh attack. Air defense active engaging missiles, incoming drones from Iran. U.S. pushes to reopen Strait of Hormuz as Iran attacks on UAE. Strain ceasefire. Strain the ceasefire. They're like blowing everything up, but oh, it's a ceasefire. And Iran's like, no, the ceasefire's over. Israel continues to attack Lebanon areas. We're done. And they continue to board Iranian ships. Trump says U.S. will free ships trapped by Strait of Hormuz closure. But the admirals have told them they can't go in because they've got all that artillery and short-range missiles. It's only 12 miles wide. So they can't even get their propaganda straight. Attacks in Gulf threaten to reignite conflict. You think so? It's already been reignited. Trump launches new operation, open Strait of Hormuz, while Iran ships in UAE port, strikes port. Meanwhile, Ukraine hits Russian high-rise ahead of ceasefire, trying to make that ceasefire not happen. U.S.-Iran ceasefire is looking shaky. Uh-huh. We'll get to all of that coming up. Victor Boots joining us. I'm going to cover a whole bunch of other topics I don't normally cover with him. And we're going to take your calls to talk to a Russian very high up in their government system and regional elected leader and the equivalent of their Blackwater, Eric Prince, very smart. We're going to open the phones up. You talk to him. He basically only does my show. He doesn't really go on much Russian TV. You can ask why. Well, he was a political prisoner for 10 years and listened to me on AM radio when he was in federal prison, so he likes the show. All right. I was going to say he's a big fan. And I'm a fan of what he has to say. I think he's a straight shooter, knows what the hell he's talking about. And we're trying to stop nuclear war here. So that's all coming up. Let me go ahead and play a few clips dealing with this when we come back. I'd like to back up what I say about Hegseth and the CEO of Chevron saying we're already going to have oil shortages around the world, including here. We'll explain why. I mean, this is really scary stuff. And then we're going to shift gears quickly out of this. I'm just playing three clips when we come back. And I'm going to get into the kill switches in all the new cars by law this year. And again, this stuff was already in 20 years ago in fancy Audis and Mercedes and stuff. This was in there. Driver assistance safety features. And for 10 years, it's in most, you know, mid-grade cars. It's in there by law now. And it's watching, it's tracking, it's controlling everything. And I'm explaining, people are like, oh, this could be dangerous. Oh, it can make you wreck. It's already causing problems. It's way worse than that, folks. It's about getting rid of human drivers. That's the plan. And it's about getting rid of cars for the general public and private car ownership. That's all admitted by these people. So if you want the rest of the story and know what the end game is, I know from their own statements for decades. I've been talking about this for decades. It's been planned out. But knowing about an enemy plan, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. So listen, you're the Paul Revere's. Go to Rumble. Follow us on our new channel. It's already getting hundreds of thousands of subscribers. That is at AJN Live on Rumble. Just go to rumble.com/AJN Live. Just AJN Live. Same thing on X. Follow us at AJN Live and at Real Alex Jones. Share the live feeds there. And tell folks about those local AM and FM stations you're listening to right now. You're unstoppable. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexandthor.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. AlexJonesLive.com, tomorrow's news today.
Thank you, Secretary Hegseth. The last 24 hours or so, Iran's fired at us. We fired at Iran. I'm just going to ask you more directly, is the ceasefire over?
No, the ceasefire is not over. Ultimately, this is a separate and distinct project, and we expected there would be some churn at the beginning, which happened. And we said we would defend.
Let's hear that clip in its entirety now. This is Hegseth today saying, no, the ceasefire is not really over, even though Iran says it's over and has given its reasons. The point is they got us by the balls in a war of attrition. Doesn't matter how many things we blow up, as long as they don't fall, they keep that strait closed, we go into a world recession and then depression. Major food crises, third of the world's fertilizer not there during the planting season. The head of Chevron saying it's already going to cause global oil shortages that are already here. About to get to that clip, but here's Hegseth.
Thank you, Secretary Hegseth. Last 24 hours or so, Iran's fired at us. We fired at Iran. I'm just going to ask you more directly. Is the ceasefire over?
No, the ceasefire is not over. Ultimately, this is a separate and distinct project, and we expected there would be some churn at the beginning, which happened. And we said we would defend and defend aggressively, and we absolutely have. Iran knows that. And ultimately, the president's going to make a decision whether anything were to escalate into a violation of a ceasefire. But certainly we would urge Iran to be prudent in the actions that they take to keep that underneath this threshold. This is about the straits. This is about freedom of navigation. This is about international waterways. This is about free flow of commerce, all the things that happened before, and only Iran is contesting. So right now the ceasefire certainly holds, but we're going to be watching very, very closely.
And again, the Pentagon told Trump when he first got back in office and when he was in there the first time, they will close the Strait of Hormuz. The Middle East will probably not fall, less than a 10% chance. Don't do it. That's all on record. But he listened to Netanyahu and the Mossad, our good little buddies. Here is the CEO of Chevron talking about what this is already triggering, the Strait of Hormuz. Only 50-something days into this. We're 66 days in the war, but we're about 50 days into the Strait being closed off and on. Here's Mike Wirth, and that goes right into Jim Breuer, popular comedian, fan of ours, friend of mine, and a Trump supporter, but he's not going to pull punches. Here he is.
20% of the world's energy supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz. That's oil, that's liquefied natural gas, it's refined products, goes to Europe and Asia primarily, and both of those regions are seeing the impact of having that much cut off. The U.S. can't make up all of that supply.
Mm-hmm.
Inventories in the system are being drawn down, and the supply situation is tightening, and that's a concern.
And, you know, you think about the U.S. and where we stand when it comes to production. That, of course, has insulated the U.S. consumer to some degree from some of the higher prices that we're seeing in Asia, that we're seeing in Europe. And I just wonder from where you're sitting, how long you think that will continue to be the case? Or, you know, is the U.S. heading towards a situation where consumers are going to see the same sort of prices that we're starting to see in Asia?
Yeah, I think the real thing is the U.S. is not going to see supply outages. We're starting to see risks of supply outages in some of these economies. In Europe, you're seeing flights canceled and schedules reoptimized because jet fuel is getting very, very tight in Europe. We've seen a number of economies in Asia that have instituted policies to reduce demand because they're concerned about running out of supply. Countries like Australia that have shut down most of their refining capacity and are heavily dependent upon imports are taking measures to address that. So I think the U.S. is going to see the price pressures. It's a global market. These prices are set in global commodity markets, but the risk of supply outages in other parts of the world is much higher than it is here in the U.S.
You forget, a couple years ago, we were putting stickers on gas pumps. And it said, I did that. Have you checked the gas prices lately? Where are the stickers? Where are the stickers? It works for one person, but not the other. But it is amazing how much we will go to defend a same scenario. Because you believe that's your prophet. And you believe this one's taking the promised land. It's mind-boggling.
You see, I'm consistent. He's consistent. General Flynn's consistent. We call balls and strikes. Trump got set up by Israel and above that BlackRock to kill the world recovery. This is COVID 2.0. They're even calling it that now. I first called it that. Now, I'm about to do the deep dive on the ticks right now, because I didn't get to it yesterday. Now listen to me. This is 100% on record what they've done, and I'll go over a lot of the documentation. 30 years ago, I learned from scientists, and it was declassified then, that they took Nazi scientists at the end of World War II, put them on Plum Island, a mile off the coast of New York City, and set up a zoological research facility for zoological weaponized gain-of-function viruses. And one thing they developed was a weaponized form of syphilis delivered in ticks. And then suddenly that started showing up all over the country. And just recently the CIA declassified that indeed they did that. So, and they famously used weaponized insects all over the world, not to just target humans, but they would put fungus on the legs of grasshoppers And then they would go spray them out of the backs of planes by the hundreds of thousands on the crops. And then the grasshoppers would crawl around on the crops, and then the weaponized fungus would eat the crops. I mean, there's just, you can look that up. There's just so many examples of this. So this is the type of people that have been running the CIA since 1947 when they set it up. They're eugenicists. They're depopulationists. What's in the emails that came out 2 weeks ago? In the Epstein files. He's talking to Bill Gates about how there's too many poor people. How do we get rid of people? Okay? And even boa constrictors in Florida that are invasive, they're now suddenly getting eaten and dying off because there's so many ticks all over them. I mean, this is just out of control. And this Lone Star tick, suddenly just in the last decade, doesn't just bite you and give you Lyme's disease, syphilis. No, it gives you alpha-gal syndrome. It's been genetically modified. And who's on record genetically modifying ticks with alpha-gal in the name of studying cattle herds and things? Bill Gates. There it is, the tick that causes the red meat allergy. And it's the exact one Bill Gates has been studying for over a decade and releasing into the wild, just like he's on record in Texas, in Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and other states, and in Brazil and a bunch of other places, releasing hundreds of millions of mosquitoes that are GMO modified to deliver vaccines for malaria and other things, and then all it does is make you get ultra sick. Because they don't just try to make you and pressure you to take their COVID shots. They're looking for ways, flying syringes, crawling syringes, ticks, to force this on the public. These are control freaks. They want to rape your health, rape your future. They want to depopulate you on record. So here's Professor Yao. This is 6 years ago at a World Economic Forum event saying we could infect people via ticks with alpha-gal syndrome. They got papers on this. And then now here you are, it's happening, and now it's spreading all over the country. And you got people dying when they eat red meat after they've been infected with this. It's just like starting in the 80s, they started growing vaccines, the pathogens on peanut protein. And then you got massive numbers of peanut allergies because your body would then create an autoimmune response to that. And then they later admitted, oh, that we don't grow it on peanuts anymore. And so there's a certain age group born from the year it starts in the 80s. Up until 2010 or so, they stopped then, and now nobody, almost nobody, look it up, born up 2010, has the peanut allergy. It's gone. In the 80s and 90s, the Bill Gates Foundation, under its previous name, got caught in Africa, mainstream news, look it up, adding a hormone only released in the second trimester by a woman for the baby, for the fetus. They added that hormone to tetanus shots in Africa, Asia, Latin America, which then causes the woman to have a violent autoimmune response to the hormone release that kills the baby and in many cases kills her. So they know what they're doing. When they give you an attenuated virus or a mutated virus or a live virus or a bacteria through a vaccine, whatever else is in there, your body will then have an autoimmune response to it as well and associate it with that. Especially when it's bound to the foreign microorganisms being injected into you. And all the stuff we've seen is under Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, 1972, directing the Centers for Disease Control and the entire technocracy that Eisenhower warned us of, the scientific elite, that he says is in control of the military-industrial complex, so beware them, in his farewell address 61. He directed Henry Kissinger to figure out ways to depopulate people through the food and water. And what was he classified a month ago? Stuff from the 50s, Operation Artichoke, how to poison through the food and water and vaccines. So they're just now getting ready. They're just now getting to declassifying stuff from the 50s and 60s, and it's everything I've told you. Because they talk, folks. The doctor, the scientist that invented the polio vaccine, before he died, went on PBS in Boston with his main attaché and said, yeah, we knew we were giving everybody SV40 cancer virus. We knew we were actually spreading polio, but there's too many people. And they laugh in the clip. I played it 100 times, or probably more. You can't make this stuff up. So, but I don't need to read studies about it that admit it. I do that too. My grandmother was told by her doctor that the second polio vaccine she took in Austin, Texas, in 1954, gave her polio and almost killed her, and she was in a wheelchair until the day she died, at 93. I know I talk about that all the time, but I mean, I got skin in the game. My dad's brother, great guy, stepped on a nail out at the farm. They thought he might have tetanus. Didn't have tetanus. They said, you better take a shot. Swole up, 2 weeks in a hospital, almost killed him. The autism, all of it. We know what they're doing. So I want to go to some of these clips here, but then I'm going to go through these documents and just break down what's happening here, because they think you're so stupid. They brag and all these white papers and medical studies and Bill Gates statements and WEF statements about, oh, you think you're going to keep eating beef? We're just going to weaponize into insects, because they're trying it with mosquitoes and studies too, to then genetically engineer them where this pathogen gets into you, and then now you have an allergic reaction to any red meat. But that saves the earth because cow farts are bad. It's all just an excuse for them to run around and play God and depopulate us, ladies and gentlemen. And God knows what else they're loading into these ticks and mosquitoes. They're just crawling and flying syringes. What's the best nanotech we've got? It's living organisms they can weaponize. Have they created artificial nanotech life that self-replicates now? What do you think the spike protein is? Colonizes your body, migrates to your testicles and ovaries and brain and heart and liver. Even if you didn't take the shot, it's shedding on everybody. They brag about it. So here's the professor 6 years ago talking about it.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering. Another.
That's called rape. If your daughter or your wife is walking around the front yard or at work or whatever, and some dude hits them over the head and rapes them, they deserve 50 years in prison. But that's just physical rape. These globalists rape you with ticks and flying mosquito syringes on record. They jack all these poisons in the shot and pressure people in violation of the Nuremberg Code of informed consent that's punishable by death. And now they just calmly talk about, well, we'll just human engineer you so that you don't have a choice, and we'll just give you this allergy because it's for the greater good. It's about setting themselves up as God. Here's Fauci back during the pandemic, or towards the end of it, bemoaning the fact that they couldn't bully the public into taking their poison shots. And he's mad they couldn't get to 75% here to at least take one shot. It's down to, when they finally discontinued it, Kennedy, 1.5% of people take the 10th booster or whatever. So they made their move with disease X. They made their power grab that the UN bragged decades ago. We'll use a disease as fear to bring in control and a global medical tyranny and a global world treaty. We'll have a world ID through a vaccine tracking system, medical ID. This was their big move with the viral fear. The UN always said publicly, we'll use world economic crises, migrant flows, wars, economic collapse, cyber attacks, and viruses and medical crises to bring in our world government. So here's Fauci that released HIV. Here's Fauci that did all the stuff where they use drugs that actually kill people more than the virus. Here's the guy that's a known criminal running this stuff for 50 years, caught in gain of function, caught lying to Congress, all of it. Here he is bemoaning the fact that he can't make you take shots, but he does. Through the ticks, through the mosquitoes that he's on record breeding, creating, and releasing to bite you, in the case of the mosquitoes, to see if it gives you immunity to malaria. What? And of course, it caused disasters and malaria spiked everywhere. That we didn't used to have malaria in places like Florida. He releases it, suddenly it pops up. Worst forms of it. Weaponized, gain of function. We had Peter Daszak before they released COVID a few months before bragging that they had made all these viruses on the shelf they were going to release. We have the head of mRNA technology for Pfizer getting caught by James O'Keefe saying, oh, we created it. We've got all these new versions we're going to release to always create fear. You got Bill Gates at TED Talks 15 years ago releasing mosquitoes on the crowd that are GMO. He loves to tell you what he's doing to your face. So play Fauci, then go just to another man on his property. There's tons of these all over the country. Reportedly, these fall from the sky from helicopters. And there's these little tin metal boxes full of baby ticks. And they just pour out by the thousands. And then it starts killing the deer, biting the humans everywhere. And then everybody survives this alpha gal and can't eat red meat anymore. So go ahead and play that clip. And this to humanize it, here's a lady that got bit by a tick and got Lyme disease. My dad on a mountain climbing trip, got to be 20 years ago, was in great shape, got bit, didn't know he had Lyme's, ate a bunch of his cartilage and stuff, totally messed him up. We had a guy that was our supplement developer that was young and really smart and good shape. He got Lyme's, totally messed him up. I mean, it's all around us is my point. The damage of this. Here's the clips.
That's another whole problem in society is if the vaccine was accepted by society, we didn't have an anti-vax problem. We would have had a much, much more effective distribution of vaccine in this country. You're absolutely right. I mean, if everybody universally accepted that this was a safe and effective vaccine, we were trying to get 72% of the population vaccinated, and we never really got there, whereas other countries had 85, 90% of their people vaccinated. So I think it depends on the country. That's different than the inequity that you have globally, which is, I think, more of a problem, that we had people getting their second and third booster before people in the developing world were getting their first shot.
Let's just stop here for a minute and go back. This is at the end of their failed pandemic to get total global control. It's come out that it hurts people. It's come out it's killed tens of millions. It's come out it erases your immune system. It's come out it doesn't protect you. You are a damn liar. This should be under the prison. But at least he hadn't been seen in public in a year. And Trump did pull his 15 federal marshals that protect him. I'm not saying kill him. I'm just saying we shouldn't be paying for his protection. At least that son of a goblin is hiding under a damn rock. Back to him.
Unconscionable.
I'm out here mushroom hunting and I found, there it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the tick.
5 years ago, at 8.5 months pregnant, I found a tick embedded in my knee. When I called my OB, I was told, no bullseye, no problem. I never developed a bullseye rash or immediate flu-like symptoms. 6 months postpartum, my life unraveled. I went from biking 8 miles a day with my new baby in tow to not being able to walk up my own stairs or fold laundry. I developed involuntary head movements and facial tics, a constant right-hand tremor, muscle weakness, vertigo, difficulty walking, severe fatigue, daily malaise, dysautonomia, MCAS, convulsions, and gastroparesis, to name a few. I lost 45 pounds from my pre-pregnancy weight. I couldn't read. I had bouts where I couldn't drive. I experienced days of slurred speech and difficulty talking. At 34 years old, I lived with chronic pain, arthritis, and significant muscle atrophy. I saw more than 20 doctors within 2 years searching for answers. When we exhausted specialists of Maine, we traveled out of state and out of network for answers. I was told it was anxiety, postpartum hormones, lupus, MS, and at one point even cancer, and to prepare for chemotherapy. The standard Western blot was negative repeatedly. Only through advanced testing with Vibrant Wellness was Lyme disease and co-infections finally confirmed. By then it had progressed.
Let's stop
to
right there. Again, my dad's a doctor, a chemistry degree, oral surgeon, dentist, all of it. And he went to all these doctors and scientists for a year, and they died of cancer. They thought he had cancer, all this, and finally it was Lyme's, because they were able to find the little worm-like microbes. It's syphilis, folks. They loaded syphilis into ticks and weaponized it. And now they've added alpha-gal into the little syphilis parasites. Look up syphilis. It's unbelievable. That's what these creeps do, okay? That's why this show's important, because we'll expose their next pandemic, their next medical scam. That's why they want us off the air. We moved the needle. You did, supporting us during COVID, and shut down their operation. It blew up in their face. They've lost all trust. They admitted their own internal documents and publicly. So I salute you all. So, share the word about the broadcast. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new feed. Hundreds of thousands have joined it. Be sure and join it. It's free. We're doing special reports there, special live feeds, so much more. So be sure and follow us on Rumble at AJN Live. And go to the alexjonesstore.com. Huge new mega sale. And it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market but the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies. We have the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run. They're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off. That's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. Thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com and the link AlexJonesApp.com for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalist. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.